Well, we kind of had the news hop in there. Hadn't expected that. Kind of, I guess they didn't want to listen to you, Laura.
Hey, no, that's okay, because that was one of our pals, Roberto Villasenor, who is also part of the board of directors of the Boys and Girls Club. But anyway, as I was saying, there are 7,000 card-carrying members of the Boys and Girls Club, and overall, in the clubs during the course of the year with our basketball leagues and all of those really fun things that we do, about 13,000 children across Tucson are served by the Boys and Girls Clubs.
It's really cool. So 6 clubhouses in Tucson. So what does it cost a kid if he wants to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club?
$5 for the fall season. And believe it or not, it's only $5 to be a summer member as well.
Wow, that's interesting. So, you know, I've heard it cost about $500 to take care of a kid, and you only charge him $5 during the school year and $5 during the summer. How does that math work?
That's why we're having the party, Mark.
So just kind of parties what picks up the cost of true cost of what that is. So tell me what your favorite thing is about Boys and Girls Club. You know, you've been involved for a number of years. What do you like best?
You know, the best time I have, other than, you know, getting to meet really great people and have a lot of fun with my fellow board members, is I love going to the clubs and working, as long as it's not math homework. Power Hour is my favorite thing to do with the clubs. And that program is a program that all of our clubhouses have to help kids with their homework. So all of the clubhouses for an hour and a half every day shut down. They don't shut down, but they stop all the fun activities and actually encourage the kids to do their homework. And we, through the Power Hour programs, provide tutors and help and extra computer programs and all sorts of things the kids need to be successful in school.
So don't you work with Ross?
Oh, I do.
What do you do for Ross?
You know, I just learned something. You know, Matt Russell used to work for Ross, too.
Oh, that
so
is
he's
really,
an alum. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that is really cool. So you work for Ross. Now, aren't you like a boss or something?
Well, I kind of am.
Kind of a boss.
So, kind of a boss there. But our company is the proud sponsor of the Power Hour for the clubs here in Tucson. So I'm very fortunate to be
involved.
That's
exactly where I was going with that, you know, because I know Ross is a big sponsor and picks up a huge part of the cost for Power Hour. And that's kind of, I think, one of the neat things about the club is that they actually do close down and during the school year and give kids a chance to do their homework and get a little tutoring help and get in the computer room and what have you. Why'd Ross get involved?
You know, our founder, Stuart Muldell, 30 years ago, actually has been or was on the board of directors at the Palo Alto Clubhouses, where our home offices for Ross are located in Pleasanton, California. And Mr. Muldell was a 40-plus year board member of the clubhouses there, or the boards there. And it's his passion. So he made sure that it was his company's passion. And we donate incredible, not just amounts of money, but amount of time with our associates all across the country. They go in and, like my associates here in town, we go in and we help with the homework. We actually go in and help tutor. We also go in and we do back-to-school drives with school supplies. We do coat drives and shoe drives and all those kinds of really fun things across the country. So Ross is a wonderful sponsor of the Boys and Girls Club.
So I think you kind of skirted that question on what's it like to be like the president of the Boys and Girls Club board. I mean, is it like herding cats? Does everybody just line up behind you and try to stay in front, stay behind? I mean, what's, you know, a lot of people on the board. What's it all about?
You know, it's probably smart to stay out of their way. They're a pretty amazing group of people who are very, very talented. They love this organization. You know, a very fun thing that your listeners should know about my job this year involves you. We've had a change of leadership, and we're in the process of changing or searching right now for a CEO. And Mark, you know, I can publicly thank you. Mark Irvin has graciously stepped up to fill the void of CEO, and so Mark you are just a wonderful, wonderful man and a great inspiration. And when I think my work is hired as the president, I remember that, you know, you've graciously stepped up to help lead this organization, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I appreciate that. I only did it so that you could boss me around.
Indeed. And that probably is one of the best parts of my job these days.
So November 16th, that's kind of an interesting day. That's a Saturday coming up in a couple of weeks. What's going on then?
You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for everybody in the community to get to know the clubhouses. All six clubhouses are going to be open. We're going to have a wonderful open house, and we have incredible support from the mayor and the council, from our chief of police, of course, who's on the board, also the fire chief. And we've just really going to have some great things going on, lots of fun activities and food, and a lot of great community support going on at each one of the clubhouses that day. And we've chosen that day to celebrate officially the 50th anniversary for the clubhouses. And I really encourage everyone, if they're around a clubhouse, to go in and take a look around and see how they might be able to either get one of their kids involved or, you know, become a supporter themselves.
Okay, so here's a trick question for you. So 1957 is when the first Boys and Girls Club opened in town, and you're celebrating the 50th anniversary. So explain that math to me.
So in 1957, I think it was just a boys club at that point. And in 1963 is when the Old Pueblo Club, Boys Club, it became the Boys and Girls Club. Steve DeRue Clubhouse in 1963 was founded, and that started the Boys and Girls Club. So from, you know, do the math, from 63 to 2013, that gives us our 50th year this year.
That's excellent. So we also just recently heard that the fire department, our friend Joe Galato over at the fire department, got the blessing from mayor and council to have the six fire stations closest to the Boys and Girls Club adopt those clubhouses. I mean, what do you think that's going to do for the kids?
I think that is going to be an incredibly inspirational thing for the kids. We are very fortunate to have incredible support from the police department, and that those guys are very present there, and they give the kids encouragement, and the kids learn what it means to be a police officer. And I've actually heard kids say that they want to be police officers based on their interaction with the officers that come in. And I really think that, you know, with the fire department and those guys coming in and helping, that's going to give our kids additional role models to look up to. And I can't thank our pal Joe enough, and obviously the mayor and council, for really encouraging this partnership, because I think it's going to mean the world to kids. And again, like I said, give them an opportunity to see what it's, you know, like to be a fireman. I mean, because I know that the guys have got planned in several of the clubhouses, and they're going to be very, very inspirational.
So November 16th, all six of the clubhouses be open, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. People can stop by, get a soft drink, get a hot dog, have a chance to tour the club. We think our buddies at the fire department will be there. We think some of our friends at the police department will be there. All the team members will be there and give you a chance just to kind of go and walk through a clubhouse. So, Laura, you're in the clubs a lot. You've got to have a favorite story.
Let me see. You know, I've got a lot of them, but we were upstairs at a board meeting and doing a lot of work. And sometimes, you know, I will tell you, sometimes it gets a little heated. And, you know, so I go out and I'm like, all right, calm down. What are you really here for? And I hear the whistles and the laughter from downstairs at the Frank and Edith Morton Clubhouse. So I go down there, and, you know, you actually said, I want you to come downstairs, and I want to introduce you to a wonderful young man who has designed this incredible computer program.
Sounds like you're talking about Declan.
I am. Yeah. And what an incredibly bright child. And he sat, he walked me through, as I sat down, his computer model of the clubhouse. And I couldn't even possibly begin to tell you all that he did to get this pulled off. But I just, you know, our pals at Cox have put those media rooms together just incredibly well. And the interaction and just his sheer passion and pride for what he did was just, it made my day. It absolutely made my day and makes me so very, very humbled and honored to be a part of this organization. Because that kid's going to be a world-class architect someday.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Thought that was very interesting. So, you know, we can't do this by ourselves. You know, the party's coming up, Friday, October 25th.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that in a second with Kelly. But we can't do it by ourselves. We've got a lot of sponsors that help us, and we obviously can't talk about all of them, but could you kind of grab a couple of them and just talk about, you know, who they are and what they're doing?
Absolutely. I am so very, very happy that our incredible, incredible friend Jim Click and his great team at Jim Click Automotive are our title sponsors this year again. And, you know, I won't take the Fox Restaurant Concept stuff from you, Amber, because you're sitting right next to me, but I have to tell you, a shout out. Thank you very much once again for stepping up. You and Sam and everyone at the restaurants are just incredibly wonderful supporters of ours. And we love you and we thank you.
Oh, thanks, Laura.
And then Desert Diamond, again, this year is going to be our entertainment sponsors. And they are incredible partners as well.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely have Kelly talk a little bit about who the entertainment is. And obviously we'll get a chance to pick on the pit boss with what's going on with the grub. But I just think it's going to be a lot of fun down there. How many people are going to show up at the party?
You know, we typically have between 4,000 and 5,000 folks, and I can't imagine that it's going to be any less because this year, I mean, it's the fourth year of the party. Every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. We've got better auction things. If I didn't imagine that that was possible, but we've just, you know, and the food is always incredible. I want to look at that menu again and keep talking. I want to talk about it, but I'll let Amber do it. And, you know, incredible libations, and just it's going to be a lot of fun with the entertainment we have planned. And I won't steal too much of Kelly's time, but we have decided this year to keep it local. I think it's really, really important since it's our 50th anniversary that we didn't go out and get some other bands and stuff to play for the party this year. But we're doing it very, very, very local, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I know we've got two local bands that we'll talk about here in a little bit, but I think it's just about time for a quick little break here. You're listening to On the Menu Live without Matt Russell on KNST 790. This is a special The Party Edition, and I'm your guest host, Mark Irvin. We've got a kind of a fun call-in here. It's our friend Britt Ronstadt. Brent's played with us before at the party, and she's going to be our lead entertainment this year. So, Britt, are you on the line there? Britt,
hello, can you hear me?
There you are.
Kind of hit the line. Hey, Britt. 1, 2, 3. Guess who's here from Nashville?
Hey, Britt, how you doing? It's your pal Mark Irvin.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We sure are looking forward to having you get into town here.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to come back to my Tucson crew. I love you guys so much.
So, you know, I earlier this year, we when there was a discussion about trying to go all local, we really wanted 80s and gentlemen to come and play. And, you know, I was told that my pal Britt couldn't come in from Nashville to sing. And I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciate you changing that. Hopefully I didn't hammer you too bad.
Well, you know, I was supposed to go out. I was supposed to go out and do a tour with Devin Allman, who is Greg Allman's son of the Allman Brothers. And some things got switched around at the last minute on their tour, and that date came open again. And I mean, I called Kelly Green. I was just like, Kelly, like, please, like, can I still do this show? And she was just like, girl, you are in. And then I called you, and you were like, we're having the meeting. We're doing it. So I was so happy that I could be a part of it still.
Well, Kelly's sitting here, and she's just all grins.
Yay!
And
that's my girl.
Hi.
And all smiles.
Hey.
So, Britt, catch us up with what you're doing out in Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. Well, today's been such a fun day. I actually was with my wonderful friend Rachel Reese, who is an amazing songwriter and singer here in Nashville, and we went down to the Oktoberfest that happens here every year down in an area called Germantown that's here in Nashville. And we sang background vocals for this incredible artist named Laurie White. She's been in the game forever. She's a very well-known songwriter and singer in Nashville. So we just, like, went down and sang, you know, a few songs with her tonight. It was so much fun. And that's been my night so far. That's been really fun. But we've just been, you know, I've been working with some wonderful producers out here, and we're on the search for putting together my album and the songs that are gonna, you know, be for me, and just constantly going out and meeting amazing people. And I mean, I have nothing to complain about. I love this city. It's really great.
Well, obviously the Ronstadt name is one that I think everybody in town knows quite well, so we're tickled to have you come back in town and sing. And you're going to be our headliner act. And can you just tell us about 80s and Gentlemen?
Oh gosh, 80s and Gentlemen is 80s and Gentlemen has ultimately been the most wonderful band that I could ever be a part of, to really just kind of begin on everything that I've been doing as a singer and an artist. But 80s and Gentlemen is the one cover band in Tucson. We've been voted that for the last, I think, 3 years now. So let's give some props to that. But we have just an amazing variety of rock and roll, pop, new wave, and just everything in between for all of your favorite 80s music. And it is a full-on Vegas-style 80s band. So, I mean, we're talking our costumes, our wigs, our act. I mean, we've just got it down to a T, and there's no way that you're not going to be entertained. So,
I could assume that with the name 80s and Gentlemen's, we're going to be listening to lots of 80s music.
Oh, yeah. But we might throw, you know, we might throw some surprises in, Mark. You know how we are.
So I got to ask you, are the guys in the band still mad at me for my comment that I made that I didn't know there were guys in the band? Or are they still bothered by that?
Like 2 years ago or whatever it was. Oh, wait, what were you saying? There's guys in the band? We thought they were just cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, I kind of got in trouble with that
remark. I think they recovered, Mark. They got over it.
Okay, all right, because I don't want them to be throwing stuff at me when I'm walking around at the party.
They know that you're the man. You're the man.
I'll make it up. I promise I'll make it up. I'm usually good.
All you have to do is make it up in cocktails. That's what works for them.
Well, I think we'll pretty much have that covered. So we're going to start off the evening with George Harrod Band. And kind of interesting, George is actually today, I think right now at this moment, is down at Tucson Meet Yourself, and he and his band are playing. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with him leading stuff off, and then we'll hop into the big live auction and a couple of announcements, and which Kelly will talk about here in a second, and then we'll hop right into 80s and Gentlemen. So,
Are
people allowed to dance?
Yeah, it's basically required.
Okay, why didn't you say that?
You can't come out and not dance, and I will point out those people very easily who I see having a little a little pop in their step as they walk by, and I'll just be like, come on now. You need to come on up. Come on up.
Well, for those that haven't heard...
Every time that we've ever been involved in anything that you guys do with the Boys and Girls Club, everybody's down to party. So it's going to be a great dancing event, and I find nothing in my mind to think that it's going to be, you know, anything but boring. It's going to be incredible. So
do you think people should wear, I mean, I know the attire is you know, come as you are, but do you think there'll be anybody wearing any Halloween costumes given how close it's going to be to that wonderful season?
Oh, heck yeah. Huh? I'd say yes. And if you do, I'll probably end up giving you some form of special attention. So
oh,
it's
that
probably
is perfect.
A good idea.
I was thinking about maybe a Dracula thing.
Dracula, like, yeah. I want to drink your blood,
yeah,
or you
know, either that,
Sesame Street style, or what? Where are we going with this?
Well, I'm not a very good Frankenstein, so I'm just thinking, you know, I've always done Dracula, so I'm thinking I might just have to stick with that.
You gotta do it because you have like the most amazing head of hair, Mark. It's a Tucson staple.
So let me ask you a question. So every time I've seen you in concert, when you go between sets, it's like you come back and you're not even the same person. It's like a new outfit. Is that going to go on this time too?
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to bring 3 different costumes for this.
Plus your Halloween costume?
Exactly. And they're all going to cost probably an extra $50 to haul onto the plane, but I'm ready to do it.
Well, if you fly Southwest, I think they'll cut you some slack. Aren't you allowed 2 bags for Southwest? Yeah. So, Britt, what's your favorite song that you like to sing that's from that 80s genre?
Oh, I like to get really funky lately. You know, I've always said that I love, like, doing my little ballads and, you know, time after time and all that. But, I'm a B-52s kind of lady. Like, I like to get the screaming and shouting going on and all the funky, like, you know, like all the crazy, like B-52 sounds that happen with those ladies. Love Shack has got to be my favorite lately. And you know that Jason, my cardboard cutout bass player that also sings, he's really good at that song. So
there really are guys in the band.
They're living, talking paper cutouts. You know that they're the best. And Andres Ramirez, Jason Claybaugh, and Daniel Thomas, I mean, they are my core, they are my heart. They are an incredible band, and I've been so fortunate to still be able to travel with them nationally to do different private events, different things, you know, like the Boys and Girls Club's event that we do. We recently went out of town. We went to where did we go? I think we went to Cincinnati or somewhere else. It's somewhere, you know, somewhere by Canada. It was cold, but it's so awesome to be able to still travel with them because we're just a team, and they're my boys. So we have a great time playing together.
Well, we're really looking forward to you coming into town and singing at the party. I think we'll have a great time. We always do.
Me too. Do
you have any questions for your pal, Kelly, while we've got her right here?
Oh, my gosh. Kelly?
Brett?
Can you give us an explanation of how incredible the design of this show is going to be? Because I know that you are the number one for all of that.
Oh, you're the sweetest thing. First of all, I am just tickled that you are coming in to sing for us this week or next week.
Yay!
You're amazing. You're going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. And I just want to let everybody out there know of the female persuasion. There are definitely guys in this band. They are hot guys in this band.
And they work out, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have some nice arms. So you don't be – just come and look at them while you're standing around.
I know. It's not even about me. It's about them. And, you know, they need to know that.
So you can appreciate I'm taking a little bit of grief because, you know, I'm the token male in the studio.
Yes, and, he is right now,
I'm just,
Brett.
I'm
yes.
surrounded by women.
Oh, Mark, you must feel like you're drowning.
You know, I mean, and I want to come clean. It's actually by design.
Yes.
You know, I actually did have another token male, but he had a family emergency and wasn't able to come. And that's actually your co-chair, Spanky Nana,
yep.
over at Golden Eagle. So.
Thank you.
So unfortunately, he had a little family emergency. So he's
he's here in spirit, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And he'll definitely be here in plenty of time for the party. So Britt, we've got about a minute before we jump to a commercial break. You got any last words of wisdom for us?
Oh man, well, I just have to say that you know I'm here in Nashville, but Tucson is my heart. I love Tucson. I'm so happy to be able to be a part of this incredible fundraiser that goes out to all of the children. I couldn't have ever asked for a better group of people to be working this event and being involved because you all are so wonderful. And just thank you so much for letting us be a part of it. And keep 80s alive. Keep 80s music alive because that's what we do.
Britt, thanks for joining us. We'll take a quick break.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
You're listening to On the Menu Live without our pal Matt Russell, KNST AM 790. This is a special, the party edition. I'm your guest host, Mark Irvin. I just heard that thing about Entourage Transportation. You know, I've used those guys. That's an awfully good service. You know, if you've just had too much fun, you're pretty smart just to pick up the phone and call those guys and get home safe, you know. So, Kelly Green, Vice President of the Boys and Girls Club Board. Did you just tell me you didn't want a tough question?
I don't want a tough question.
So no tough questions. Okay, so hopefully this one will be pretty easy. First off, what does it cost to go to the party?
Oh, I can handle that one. Oh, it's $100 to come and join us for the evening. And out of that, $50 is actually tax deductible, so which is amazing. And for that $100, you have access to incredible music, free food provided very generously by Fox Restaurant Concepts, and the most amazing silent auction I have ever seen in my life. We average right around 1,000 auction items every year. So for that, that $100 goes to help us support our kids. Because as you said earlier, $500 a year for us to support kids, and we only charge them $5. So come out, help us, $100. You can help us support our kids.
So this is the event that's really the club's major fundraiser. It seems a little cocky to me to be calling something the party. I mean, you know, what's up with this calling something the party? Doesn't that put like a undue burden on top of you to, you know, make sure it really is the party?
Well, you know, you're the one that I have to thank for that. You and a couple of other people. Should I name names?
You're welcome to do anything that you would like to.
Yeah. Let's talk about David Lovett did that. Bob Gugino. It was Joe Cristiani.
Joe Cristiani, right.
Yeah. So we have you four guys to thanks for coming up with the term the party.
The party.
But so, I got to tell you, it's aptly named. It's aptly named. Everybody needs to come out and truly see that it's aptly named.
So walk me through it. So it's down what, the Tucson Convention Center?
Yep.
So it's Friday, October 25th. So what, it starts at 6 o'clock?
Starts at 6 o'clock. Goes until midnight.
Midnight.
Yes.
Okay, so walk me through. So I show up. I mean, what should I wear? Should I wear a Halloween costume?
You can wear a Halloween costume if you want to. We've had people show up in their Halloween costumes, and they have just as much fun as the rest of us do. I have seen everybody from shorts and flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts to cocktail dresses and suits. And Halloween costumes. So when we say it is a come as you are, it's come as you are. And that, I think, is the most fun thing about it. There's no trepidation about, I've got to have this to wear. Unless, of course, you're like me and you want to go find something to wear.
So can I make the assumption that you're not going to be wearing a costume?
Not so much.
Laura, are you going to be wearing a costume?
No.
Amber, are you going to be wearing a costume?
Wasn't planning on it.
I think Britt will be wearing one.
I think I can see that.
I may actually join her in that endeavor. So if somebody wants to buy tickets, so can they just call the club? What was that? That the 573 number?
It is. It's the 573-33.
573-3533.
Right, so 3533. I had a tongue twist there. They can call the club and do credit card over the phone if they like. Or they can actually go online, which I know is a lot easier for people. They're at their computers all day, or they can do it on their mobile app phones. And that is thepartytucson.com. It is that easy.
So you can just go to the partytucson.com, and I can order tickets in. And then Yep. Are those mailed to me?
They are mailed to you, and they'll come right in the mail with all of your information, your bidding information, because I know everybody's going to want to bid on these amazing items we have this year.
So So is this like in the 100,000 square foot hall?
Yes,
at the TCC?
It is. If anybody's been down to the TCC and been into, and you go downstairs, we take that 100,000 square feet and turn it into a party. Lots of fun. Lights and music and food and just a great time.
So I know there's like a balloon group that comes in and does all kinds of fun stuff with balloons. And I'm really kind of a balloon guy. And I know one year.
Yay, the balloons are back.
Balloons are back.
I know one year we did like, you, because it seems like you were our decor chair the first year.
I got to correct that. It was with my incredible buddy Ivan Escobar.
Well, yeah, with you and Ivan. But you know, you guys were our decor chairs, and it seems like that first year we had, you know, how tall were those martini glasses?
They are 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall, and then I know one year we had like critters that were, you know, crawling up the columns and stuff. I mean, what was going on with that?
For lack of a better term, they were just balloon people, and they were hanging off the columns, and they were huge. I think they were 10 feet tall, yeah. And they were tons of fun. So every year we try to do something a little bit different. You know, we always use balloons as our theme, so we try to do something a little different. So it's a new experience every time somebody comes in, and they're not quite sure what they're going to get.
So is this a deal where I got to be there at 6 o'clock, or I just should be to not miss everything?
Well, you don't have to be there at 6, but, you know, it does start at 6. The fun starts at 6. We have music starting at 6 with George Howard Band, who's actually downtown today, so they couldn't be here to speak with us. We have the incredible graciousness of Claire Channel and DJ Blade, who are going to be providing entertainment throughout the night also. Then, of course, 80s and gentlemen, live auctions. So you don't really want to miss anything. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of cocktails. But it's a great time. So the earlier you get there, the earlier you can actually check out all of the silent auction items, too, and pick out your favorites. I know I've already seen some that I want. Honey, is my husband out there listening?
He actually is taking notes right now. I visited with him earlier, and I told him I would hand him a list of all the things that you wanted. So if you could get that to me later, that would just be
absolutely
super. So I got a question. So, you know, I'm thinking that the event, it's, you know, what's just a couple people put it on? Is it like a pretty simple thing to do? I mean, just a handful of people involved? What's the deal?
Well, the party is our largest fundraiser of the year. We raise well over $500,000 to take care of our kids and make sure that we provide quality, safe environments for them, programs, staff. So all of that takes money and time. And to raise that kind of money, I can guarantee you, does not take a handful of people. It takes not just our full board's commitment, which we do have a board of very, very amazing people. But it also takes this community's commitment. And I'm very proud to say that not only do we have amazing sponsors with Jim Click Automotive, Desert Diamond, Fox Restaurant Concepts, but just those people out in the community who, out of the kindness, donate these items. I mean, where would we get 900 plus items? And that comes from folks that are listening to the radio that want to help us and help us raise money. And then, of course, it's all the people that come out and pay a mere $100 to have an incredible evening on a Friday night. So it doesn't take just a committee. It takes a community.
That's excellent. So if somebody still wanted to get involved, you know, we already talked about they can buy tickets by calling the club or jumping on thepartytucson.com. But if somebody wanted to donate an item to the auction, the live auction or the silent auction, could they just call the clubs and say, hey, I want to do something?
Absolutely. They can definitely call the clubs. They can also go right onto thepartytucson.com. There are donation forms right there that they can go in and fill out. If they have trouble getting it in to the clubhouse, we have, you know, we're happy to send somebody by to pick up the item for them.
So let me just see if I can recap. So Friday, October 25th, 6 o'clock till midnight, I can show up just dressed however I want to come.
Yep.
I pay $100.
Yep.
I go in. I got great food by Fox Restaurant Concepts.
Uh-huh.
There's outstanding libations. We get to hear George Howard Band. Then we get to hear Britt Ronstadt and 80s and Gentlemen.
Yep.
You can dance. You can get silly. You can buy things at an auction. Is that kind of the deal?
That's kind of the deal. I mean, there's something for everybody. I can honestly tell you there's something for everybody. People have so much fun. This will be my fourth year being personally involved in the party. And every year I get Facebook posts or I get emails or I get phone calls, get text messages from people that I saw at the party. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is so much fun. We can't wait to have, you know, to come back again next year. And so I think it's something, an event that people look forward to because it is a come as you are. And because there are so many things to do with the silent auction, we have incredible live auction, the food, the mingling, the fun, the dancing.
Yeah, I know that live auction is pretty amazing. I know last year it raised over $100,000, and our buddy Jim Click's up there doing that. Well, I just think the whole local focus is really cool. And speaking of local focus, Amber,
Mark,
you thought you were going to get off, didn't you? Huh?
No, I didn't think that.
You didn't. So I got to ask you. So you know, I've affectionately called you the pit boss for years, and I remember the first year that we did the party. Everybody wanted to coach you to death, and you remember what I told them?
You wouldn't let them talk to me.
Leave her alone. If you have something to say, call our friend Bob Gugino or myself, but just leave Amber alone. So we affectionately referred to her as the pit boss because it was the one part of the party that we didn't have to worry about. So Fox Restaurant Concepts. I mean, in town, you got a pile of restaurants. Walk us through who's all here in town.
Well, we have 5 concepts in Tucson and a total of 8 locations. So we have Wildflower. Up at La Encantada, we have North and Blanco. Over on the east side, we have Zimburger. And then a little more central, the original Zimburger at River and Campbell. And then we have 3 sauce locations here in town.
And, you know, I know every year our friend Sam Fox, you know, he's a Tucson boy. He may have hopped up to Phoenix or to Scottsdale, but he's still a Tucson boy.
He's a Tucson boy.
Definitely a Tucson boy. This is where Fox Restaurants got their start. But I know every year he brings down something different. Like there's always a concept from Phoenix that's, yeah, you know, kind of starting in Phoenix that's brought down. So what's he got in mind this year?
Well, in the past couple years, we've seen some pretzels and cheese from Culinary Dropout. We've seen some kale salad from True Food. And this year we thought it would be fun to actually drive down our newest concept. It's called The Rocket. And we just debuted it last week. It's our new pizza truck. And it's just the coolest thing. It's like this big, huge truck. It's beautifully lit, really rustic looking. We serve great North-style pizzas right out of the truck. And so we're going to bring The Rocket down, park it, and then raffle it off as a live auction item. So we'd come to your house, do a pizza party for 50, really casual, really fun, and it would be a first for us. So hopefully it's a good time.
So all these restaurants come down. It can't be an easy feat to go feed a couple thousand people. And you know, I'm always amazed at how good the food is. I mean, how do you guys do that?
So the party is on Friday. We start gearing up right around Tuesday night, Wednesday. So Sauce takes over the kitchens at the TCC and starts cooking. And over at North, they'll be rolling out spinach dough. We're serving our spinach tortelloni. I don't know if you've had that, but it's one of my favorite things. And then all the restaurants gather. We have a team of about 75 people that gather on Friday and that really devote their full time that day. Every general manager, every executive chef of every location. And then they each bring about 15 people. And what's been fun this year is the kids in the restaurants are just getting really excited. I'm getting text messages and emails saying, can I come? I came last year. I get them from the boys, and they're like, are you inviting boys this year, or do we have to wear those cigarette girl outfits? And I said, no, you're all invited. And so people are getting excited, and we can't wait to be there.
Well, so here in a minute, we're going to have an opportunity for people to call in and win three sets of tickets. And we're going to come back to you in a second, but three sets of tickets. So I was thinking, you know, what's a question that we could ask that everybody should be able to answer if they've listened to the show? And I'm thinking that question is, where do you have a multiple choice? You can either tell us how many clubs we have in Tucson, or what does it cost you if you're a kid and you want to join the Boys and Girls Club? And by the way, no kid's ever turned away for financial reasons at Boys and Girls Club. If you can't afford the fee, I can't tell you what it is because we've already talked about it. That's one of those trick questions. We scholarship the kids. So, that's the trick question, and I had Matt ask me, Mark, how come three sets of three? My response was, why not three sets of threes? So the number that you would call here is, where's my note? I know it ends with KNST. I'll have to get back to you in a second with the phone number to call in. I have that here somewhere, but the two trick questions are how many clubs are in Tucson, and the second question is, what does it cost you if you're a kid and you want to go to the Boys or Girls Club? So I believe that number to call in is, well, no, I don't know what that number is to call in. We'll have to try 374-6120. 374-6120.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
You're listening to On the Menu Live without our pal Matt Russell on KNST AM 790. I made a little goof up before. That phone number is 880-5678. Let me repeat that again, 880-5678. Got two questions you can have a chance to win. First question is, what does it cost you to join the Boys and Girls Club? If you're a kid and want to go, become a member. And the second question is, how many clubhouses are in Tucson? So we're waiting for people to call in. I'm going to go back and pick on my pal Amber for a bit. So, Amber, the first year we did the party, we had those cigarette Tipperillo gals going around, you know, handing out, like, really cool things to eat, and including my pal Danny, who I know is coming back this year. And are they going to be there this year? I mean, there's always something that you've got up your sleeve. Is it a secret again?
Yeah, the girls will be there. We don't know what they'll be wearing yet. That's a surprise. But, you know, there's some fun, different stuff planned for this year. And since the party's slated to go a little longer, you'll see some additional late-night snacks.
Yeah, well, I heard there's some late-night stuff going on. So, you know, what can we expect in the way of food? I mean, just everything. I mean, just you guys just knock it. It's really kind of a secret, isn't it?
Well, we love to bring new food, but we also really love the classics. So you'll see some Chinese chicken salad from Wildflower, the Zimburger sliders, which a line usually forms for almost immediately, so we'll be ready this year. Fish tacos from Blanco, flan from Blanco, which may be my favorite thing on the whole menu. And then you probably remember those little candied apples. Spike was maybe, I think she's already started dipping them.
We've asked
for like 800 this year. Wow. So we won't run out, and there'll be a lot of great snacks late into the night.
So you guys always have fun with your decor. You know, it seems like there's like a competition amongst all the restaurants and who can do the kind of coolest thing. I mean, is that going to continue this year?
Yeah, and we just want to make it bigger and better. So we are going to create these mini booths inspired by the restaurants, although they're not so mini when you're in the exhibit hall at the TCC. And we've just got so much great help. We've got a great partner this year that's going to help us build those booths in a better way. Mirastone is a partner we work with up in Phoenix. And then, you know, we should mention all the great support we get from Latitude Catering. They actually donate to us the 48-foot kitchen trailer, the mobile kitchen that sits in the back south fire lane at the TCC. And that's where we cook every burger out of. So that's an incredible donation that they do to us. And they really help us make it possible to serve so much food. And Shamrock also, you know, we are a partner with that organization. And they give us a refrigerated truck. They make a really nice donation, help us with a little bit of our food costs. So it's really a team effort.
So, you know, we asked you guys, you know, like 5 years ago, if you'd consider doing this. And it seems like you said, yeah, we'll do it for a year. And then it was two, and then it was three, and now it's four. I mean, why do you guys continue to do this?
Well, I mean, Tucson is our home. Tucson is Sam's home. And it is so important for us to give back to the community. And the Boys and Girls Club has always been such an important partnership for Sam. And, you know, I love that this year we've gotten behind the Boys and Girls Club even more. And we've got some plans for some ongoing percentage benefit nights in some of the different restaurants. And the Boys and Girls Club is so, you know, so kind to hold your annual awards dinners in our restaurants. And so we really feel like we're taking what's been, you know, a little bit of an informal, fun partnership over the last 15 years. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year and really turning it into something even better. So we're just happy you want us back.
So I understand there's also some little program that's going on where a kid from the club could actually go to work at one of the restaurants.
Yeah, I think we are having our first intern at Sauce is what I just heard a few days ago, which I think is just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's just excellent. That's just a super partnership and one that really, really works well. So I really want to go back and talk about the gals. I mean,
why are we not surprised about that?
Are they going to be in costume? Because they usually are.
Well, I feel like now that you would really be disappointed if they weren't.
You know, I think my favorite picture is that one that was taken out by the truck with everybody out there, you know, cooking and chopping and all that kind of stuff. And David Fox saw me and you know, brought all the gals by. And I think it's probably one of my favorite photos. It was just a complete photo of silliness. So I'm just tickled to see them there. And you guys are such a super partner.
Oh, they're excited to be there.
So I'm not sure if we've had anybody call in yet, but it probably because I gave a wrong number. Okay, so 880-5678 is the number you call in, or 880-KNST. How about that? That's pretty slick. So we'll stick around afterwards. We will give away these three sets of tickets. And if we don't give them away today, we'll give them to Matt, and Matt will give them away next week. So we're not worried about getting them out, but we are going to have three sets of three tickets. And again, the two questions are, how many Boys and Girls Clubs are in Tucson, and what does it cost for a kid to be a member? So, Amber, what do you think about this all Tucson focus on the party? That's kind of a fun deal.
I love it. It's so great. I think we're going to see that TCC room full a lot longer than we normally do. I think everybody's super excited about 80s and Gentlemen. I know we are. And, you know, I think that all these anniversaries we're celebrating this year, the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson, it's so many important people, so much help that goes back to the kids. We're just really fortunate to be a part of it.
Yeah, I just think the party's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I'm really tickled that the group decided to take the party down to the Tucson Convention Center. You know, that was right before things kind of got kicking downtown, and now that they're kicking, you know, we were kind of the first group down there. The Centurions followed us and a bunch of others, so I think it's really fun, you know, and as a Rio Nuevo guy, that nobody can, I'm sitting behind a bulletproof thing here, so nobody can really hurt me right now, but I think it's really cool that the clubs ended up doing that, and just a really, really fun. So I know we got a bunch of calls coming in. I'm not sure who we got. Let's see who we got. Line one. Let's see who we got on line one.
Hello?
Who do we have here?
Nick.
So, Luke, did you say Luke?
Nick.
So what kind of answer do you have for us today?
Well, I'm just going to guess. I think three Boy Scouts in town.
No, I'm sorry. We've got six.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you got Mark Irvin. Who's speaking?
Tyler.
I don't know. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you have a good answer for us?
I think so. The fee for the club is zero.
Actually, it's $5, but we if a kid can't afford it, it would be zero. So you're going to be able to sneak in with that answer. That is a legitimate answer. So I'm going to put you on hold, and they're going to come back and get all that information from you. So congratulations. You'll have a blast. And that's for three tickets, so grab a couple of pals.
Great, thanks.
So far, it looks like we've given away one set of those tickets. And if you've been listening, you've heard the answers. So it's a good chance for somebody to call in, and we'll stick around here for a little bit longer. So what's going to be the favorite thing that you're going to serve that Fox restaurant? I mean, just your favorite. I mean, the Chinese chicken salad I love. I could eat a dozen of those sliders. You know, what's like your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is the smoked salmon galette at Wildflower. It's been on the menu since the beginning of time. 15 full years. We've never touched it, and you won't know we are frenetic about change, so we never do that. We've taken all your favorite menu items off the menus over the years. And so we are, like, partifying it and making it work for the party and bringing it down.
So do you think we'll have the risotto there with the sausage thing back?
Yeah, risotto for 5,000. That sounds easy.
Sounds easy.
Okay, so I can't tell if we've got somebody else that's calling in for a set of tickets. Okay, we're going to wrap up the show. We're down to the tail. I want to just say thanks, everybody, for listening. This is KNST AM 790. This is the Matt Russell Show without our pal Matt. You're listening to Mark Irvin. Thanks for joining us.